Welcome to the Friday 8 o'clock block. I'm Spencer Rivers, and this is Boss Services for the 8 o'clock block. They're raising the standard for heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical, as well as one-day bath solutions. We have Jeff Street on the phone. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
I am amazing. How are you?
I am doing quite well. It's this beautiful weather here lately.
Yeah, it's a great weekend and great week coming up and all that good stuff.
I wanted to talk about something real quickly here. Last Friday, we had a bunch of family over that was going to stay for the holidays. We noticed late in the day that it got awful warm in the house. And I said, what the heck is going on here? So, because I had the thermostat set at 72, and then I looked and at 76, and didn't hear any air conditioning running. So I checked all that I know how to check with circuit breakers and make sure I had the thermostat set correctly and all that. So I finally called your 24-hour service line and got a very, very nice lady on the phone. She made an appointment for me for us. It was kind of late in the day on Friday, and it wasn't an emergency or anything. So she made an appointment for me for 10 o'clock last Saturday. And, of course, I got the text message and an email that Gary, Service Tech Gary, was coming out, and he got there right when they said he would. Only took him about 30 minutes to find the problem and get us going again, and I was very thankful of that.
Yeah. Yeah, so I looked at your invoice. I saw that saw what was going on, and because you're, a Freedom Plan member, I zeroed that out because you're not paying for those repairs. But yeah, just some kind of weird thing happened, glad he was able to get you up and running quickly.
Yeah, especially with all those people in the house and me with my me with my hot air. So
just warming up by the minute.
Yeah. So anyway, the next thing we want to talk about, Jeff, you have some specials going on right now, and I wonder if you want to cover some of those.
Yeah. So we have our back to school special for your furnace checkup. So if you want to get ahead of the game on that and make sure your furnace is going to turn on when you need it, because we live in Michigan, we go through this every year. You might run your air conditioner one day and need your furnace the next this time of year. So if you want to make sure your furnace is ready to go for the winter, we're doing our back to school special, $59 for a furnace checkup. We'll come out and look over your whole system and make sure everything is good and ready to go. And then give you a no breakdown guarantee for the winter. So if it breaks down, we're going to give you your money back on that. That's one of them. And then also, if you are looking to get a new system, if you're tired of wondering if yours is going to break or tired of repairing it, we're doing a fall free for all. So if you buy a new system, a new HVAC system, we'll give you either duct cleaning or humidifier, whole home humidifier, absolutely free with your new system. And we're running that for this month and next month.
Well, that is pretty impressive. My goodness.
And the other thing that, we don't talk about it much, with the price of everything going up, we are also locking in our prices for the rest of the year. So even if you think you might need a new furnace, I don't know, yours has been breaking, it's been a little bit sketchy, you think you might need one anytime this winter, if you give us a call right now and we come out and quote you, we will honor that price for the rest of the winter. So even if the prices go up this winter, which they are, our vendor has guaranteed our prices for the rest of the year. We will guarantee your price for the rest of the year.
All right, let's move on to something that we don't talk about too often, although you brought up a little bit of it with the switching from heating to cooling to heating this time of year, is something I do not think about until, we're talking about it, is duct cleaning. And you mentioned that as possibly one of your side things of your special. Why is that important?
Your ducts are filtering or circulating the air in your home, and this time of year is great because you can open the windows. We turned our system off yesterday, I think it was. My wife had it off when I got home, and the windows were open, and we're letting the fresh air in the house. But in the wintertime and even in the summer, when you're closing all your doors and windows and running your system, you're just circulating that same air in your house. So if you have pets, you know, especially shedding dogs, all of that is going into the ductwork, and just the years and years of cobwebs are going into your ductwork. If you have a moldy basement, you know, maybe you're sucking up some of that air into your ductwork and getting mold spores in there. So just over the years, everything is just building up in there. So you just got to clean it out.
Okay. How is that done? Do you have to go in every single room of the house where there's a vent, or do you do a central location to clean them all? How does that work?
So, yeah, we start at the furnace, and we've cut a hole in the side of your ductwork at the furnace, and we have a duct cleaning machine, giant hose with, it's an oversized vacuum with a little brush on the end that breaks up all the dust and everything, and then it's got a spray nozzle to spray a sanitizer in the ductwork when we're done. But so we'll start there and get your main supply lines, and then, yeah, go to each room and open up the register and go from that room to get the individual, branch lines that come off of the main line there, so we can physically get every part of your home.
I bet occasionally you'll find some very interesting things in there, especially if there were small children in the house.
Yeah, it's amazing what kids can shove into ductwork and toilets and drains and yeah.
So, how often do you recommend that to get the ducts just looked at or cleaned or something like that?
So, the average home is probably about 7 years. If you have pets, if you have shedding pets, that you should get it done more often. If you it really depends on your home and its usage. I mean, second homes you could probably get away with, 10 to 15 years because you're only there, one weekend a month or so. So it really depends on the usage in your home. But the more pets and the more kids you have, the more often you're going to need it done because they bring in a lot of dirt and a lot of dust and stuff.
Right. And those of us, you mentioned opening the windows this time of year, which I do, but I also like to run the circulating fan in the furnace just to move the air around into parts of the house where it's not convenient to have the window open. And that brings in some more dust, too, I suppose.
Yeah. The more you run your fan, the more you're circulating air through your ductwork. And it's not a bad thing because if you have indoor air quality, equipment, you should be cleaning that air anyway. So your filter is cleaning that air. I've got a one of my houses, we've got a Remy Halo in it. So it's a air purifying light. And I run the fan nonstop. So even when the furnace is off, the fan is running because I'm cleaning that air 24 hours a day. So it really depends on, and I know it's harder on the fan. It's not hard. It's going to shorten the life of that fan because it's going to run nonstop, but my air is cleaner, so it makes me feel better.
So to tell us a little bit more about that light, are you talking about it's cleaning and sanitizing like particles or things you can't see?
Yes, all of that. So it kills 99.9% of the germs and viruses that pass through, and it does magic. That's, I think, technical terms, but they call it dual ionizing something, something, something. And it basically makes the particles that pass through heavier, the dust and stuff, and it makes them clump together so they fall to the floor. And they're bigger particles, and they're microscopic level, so you can't see them. But it makes it easier for your filters to catch them and all that. So it reduces the dust and increases your filtering capacity. And it kills all the viruses and mold and mildew and all that stuff that goes through it, and it takes the bad smells out of air and all that good stuff.
So that can be installed in an existing furnace.
Yeah, it goes in your ductwork. It's a fairly quick install. We cut a hole, put it in there, and wire it in. And we wire it into the fan on your furnace. So when your fan turns on, it turns on, which is why I run my fan all the time.
Oh, okay. Well, that's something else I didn't know. Well, thank you very much for that. All right, let's go through the specials one more time that you have running at Boss Services.
So, yep, $59 furnace checkup for this month, and it will increase next month. So if you want to be proactive, give us a call, and we can get you in the schedule for this month. And then if you want to replace your system, we'll give you a free humidifier or duct cleaning with the new system.
Okay, and people can find out more about that by going to the website, which is?
TheBossServices.com.
Okay, and they can also call you at?
269-468-6682. I almost forgot my phone number.
Oh, one more question. How is the new building coming along?
The new building is coming along smoothly. We're getting phones installed next week, and the office should be making the move, and then we're going to be moving the rest of the company shortly after.
Oh, great. All right. Well, glad to hear that. Driving past, it looks pretty sharp, I have to tell you.
Yeah, we're super happy with the way it turned out. It turned out better than we anticipated with the paint and the sign. And that's still our temporary sign. We'll get our permanent sign up soon. It's being produced.
Okay. All righty. We've been talking with Jeff Street from Boss Services, raising the standard for heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical in Southwest Michigan, and one-day bath solutions. Thank you much for all the info, Jeff.
All right, thanks, Spencer.
All righty. Bye-bye.